Stephen A. Smith is allegedly going after Kamala Harris and holding her accountable. Let's get into it, y'all.
A New York Times/Siena College poll released Saturday shows Vice President Kamala Harris leading former President Donald Trump in three key swing states. The poll, conducted between August 5th and August 9th, found that if the election were held today, 50% of voters among the likely electorate in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania would choose Harris.
Where's all of these polls at? Who does these polls and where do they do them at? I'm genuinely curious. Where is these polls at and where is they doing them? Because I have never been polled in my entire life. I don't know anybody that's ever been polled in my entire life. It seems like they had in the polls or something for some reason, but I have never been polled in my entire life. Thank you for the super chats. I'm going to be reading them shortly. But let's get to what he got to say.
46% say they would choose Donald Trump. The Harris campaign has gotten a boost since President Joe Biden dropped out of the race last month, July 21st to be exact, and endorsed his VP. She's raised more than $300 million and has drawn Trump-like crowds at rally stops in Wisconsin, Michigan, Arizona, and Nevada.
He's reading.
Before I get to my opinion, ladies and gentlemen, let me show y'all this poll to juxtapose what was transpiring in June. National poll, August 12th. Has Harris up 48% to 47% for Trump. That's as of today. Okay? That's what the national poll average is showing. Less than 2 months ago, June 28th, Trump had a 5-point lead. Okay? So let's understand something. Let's understand this right now. This is a beautiful thing. If you're a Democrat, you're a leftist, because you're looking at it, in my opinion, all wrong. Let me be the first to say, that doesn't mean shit to me. It means nothing to me. Ladies and gentlemen, we got to decide whether you're trying to win or not.
Facts. Neither here nor there. And I'm not going to knock his hustle. I think that he need to be, you got to separate yourself. He playing the Shannon Sharp thing, but he doing it on his own terms. But that's a fact. Most people do. We the new rock stars, and most people do. But let's continue.
And whether you truly, truly deserve, believe you deserve to win. Now, I've been on the record. I'm going to support my sister, Kamala Harris, HBCU grad, just like myself, Vice President of the United States of America, former Attorney General for the state of California, former District Attorney in the city of San Francisco. I see what what folks have been saying, not all, not most, but some folks have been trying to say about her. You understand, questioning her intellect and all of this other stuff. Now, I ain't going for that. We ain't going to get into questioning her ethnicity either. You don't sit up there and get to tell us if we got a speck of black in our blood, then guess what? We black. But then all of a sudden, she's running for the president of the United States. And you want to ask questions, is she black or is she Indian? I don't know. No, we don't get to do that. We ain't doing that. All right. But having said all of that, fair is fair. Fair is fair. To independents out there, fair is fair. To conservatives and Republicans out there, there's certain things that we have to hold both sides to. Now, Joe Biden stepped aside as the presumptive Democratic nominee on July 21st. Okay? Now, I'm going to look at this right now. I'm looking at my calendar because I just want to make sure. You know, July 21st was a Sunday. We've had 1 week. 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and 1 day since Joe Biden stepped aside. The only damn place we've seen Kamala Harris is at pep rallies. What's up? Somebody got to say something. And it can't just be the conservatives. Right is right. I'm talking to my sister here. Come on now. You're running for the presidency of the United States of America. You got my vote. You running for the presidency of the United
States. How does she have his vote? I don't know what to think of this. You know what I'm saying? Because on one hand, I have to say that objectively, he's right. And we've been calling for this. And he's also acknowledged that Republicans and conservatives have been calling for the fact that and J.D. Vance and Trump have said, yo, she ain't took a no off the script questions. She ain't made herself available to Fox News. While J.D. Vance and Trump is out here going on CNN and ABC and all of these different platforms, that's the ops and in hostile territory. and they take off this off the script questions. They go and talk to her audience and they pull up on her. JD fans pulled up on her on his plane in Detroit. And she has not taken anything except for pep rallies. And D.L. Hughley and the like and all of them are then saying, oh, man, look, she got a pep rally. Oh, man, whatever. But she has done nothing. She has not rolled out any economic policy. We less than 90 days away, almost less than 80 days away from the presidential election. And what do we see? We see absolutely nothing. So on one hand, I could say what his narrative is, and objectively speaking, removing how I feel about some of the things that he does, he's right. But on the other hand, how can you then just say, oh, that's my girl, she got my vote? Because now you sound like a paid shill just like all the rest of them. Now we got to add you into the front of the congregation. But let's see what he got to say.
United States of America, what you hiding for? And I mean hiding in plain sight. Somebody got to say it. Somebody got to say it. Now, you can't be running for the presidency of the United States. Not one single press conference. Not one single one-on-one sit-down interview where somebody gets to question you about the questions that we ask. That's not fair. That's not fair.
It's not.
And if you're a conservative and you out there lambasting her for it, ridiculing her for it, trying to torment her for it or whatever, it is perfectly within your right to do so. All of you anti-conservatives out there, shut the hell up. That's a valid point. It ain't valid to bring up a blackness or an Indian heritage and to try to point.
No. It's absolutely valid to bring up all of it. It's absolutely valid to bring up all of it, because if everybody is being shamed based off of identity politics, especially the Michaela Montgomery's and the Anton Daniels and the whoever it is that's then saying, you know what, I'm not just going to give you my vote just because you're black. I'm not just going to give you my vote just because you're a part of a sorority. I'm not going to give you my vote because they're trying to force me to vote for you because of what your perceived skin color is, though you've never celebrated it. Everything is on the table, because they didn't say that anything was off the table with regard to Trump. They didn't say that nothing was off the table with regard to Trump. Even with Biden, we held Hunter Biden accountable. We said, man, why they got all of that dope inside of the White House? Why they capturing dope inside of the White House? For everybody, it's been all hands on deck. But for her, we shouldn't have no conversations about nothing with regard to the things that she's leveraged in order to even be able to get these people. Because what she did on the Zoom calls is stroll to the polls, black women for Kamala Harris, white women for Kamala Harris. They didn't say, people, yo, we having a whole a Zoom call for anybody that wants to understand what our campaign is or whatever. They specifically marketed it to black men. Roland Martin did a black men for Kamala Harris. So then don't sit here and tell me that I'm not supposed to pay attention to identity politics as a part of it and say that that's not a part of the script. No, everything goes, because everything has been being used and leveraged in order to try to get this woman some more visibility and to get the love. So please don't tell me that we're supposed to miss that.
To think of that nature, that's nonsense. But to ask her about her record, because she is attached to the Biden record, is definitely apropos, especially when you were bragging about the record. We talked about Biden being a transformative president.
Nah.
Well, stand on it then.
No.
Stand on it. Where you at? No George Stephanopoulos, no Meet the Press, no State of the Union. What's up? No Face the Nation, no Politico, no MSNBC. I understand why you wouldn't do Fox. Liberals don't really do Fox, just like conservatives don't really do MSNBC.
And that's how I know he's out of touch. He's completely out of touch. And maybe he just too busy in the sports world, but J.D. Vance absolutely made time just for the ops, and Trump be making time just for the ops. And they take questions off script all day. Trump pulled up at the National Association of Black Journalists and was grilled by black women and stood his ground. And people was mad about it because he exhibited a level of masculinity. They 100% pull up on the ops all day, every day. Don't duck no smoke. Don't duck nothing. Anybody that'll have him, he speak to him. Anybody that'll have him, they go and kick it with him. And so I don't understand why they dodging anything and anybody from anywhere, because if you're supposed to be a representation of all the people, then that means that anybody should be able to ask you a question. No, But I will say this. I will say this. I think that she's smart. I think that they, whoever her handlers are, they smart as hell. They smart. And you know why? Because it's easy to throw stones and hide your hands. And why would they take her off script when nobody is requesting or requiring her to do so and nobody holding her accountable within her own party to do so? And this is why it's so bad for us to just stay on the plantation, because how can people automatically have your vote but haven't actually gone through all of the things that it takes in order to become the president of the United States of America? She didn't go through the primary, don't take no hard questions, wasn't even nominated at the Democratic National Convention, didn't get her ear shot off, don't have any economic policy, failed at the border, all of this stuff. This is before she ever even stepped foot into the possibility of the role of being president of the United States of America. But they already got you as long as they gave you Meg Thee Stallion, and they don't have to actually say or do anything except for say and do the same thing that they've been saying on script from every single rally. It's all the exact same speech every single time. Every time. They smart because they just keep it on script, because what would happen if she started to make herself look stupid? It would force you to have to question whether or not you're going to vote for her, which you already declared yourself voting for Kamala Harris. Why would she do it for you?
BC. You're welcome to the Stephen A. Smith Show. I will gladly interview Donald Trump. I will gladly interview Kamala Harris. Name the time and place. I'll come to you.
Nope.
I'll come to you.
No, thank you.
I'll show up. Anytime. And I'm no political aficionado. I'm going to need fact checkers. I don't know everything that y'all going to say. But I know this much. I know how to ask the questions that Americans want to know. Kamala Harris, there are certain things that we have to ask you a question about. There's simply no way of getting around certain things. Weren't you against fracking? Is that true?
I wonder if Stephen A. knows what fracking is.
And now you're for it? Just asking. These are important questions to think about. You're going to intensify and elevate the importance of securing our borders. Were you always that way? These are legitimate questions. You no longer support a national ban on fracking.
I was thinking the same thing, Connie. I was thinking the same thing. Honest to God, I was thinking the same thing. But I didn't want to say it because I don't want to assume that everybody just on Ozempic just because they a little bit slimmer and they got a slimmer face and stuff like that. I don't know what it actually looks like that. But I was thinking the same thing too. The grooves in the face and stuff, I was thinking the same thing.
Also,
look like a bobblehead.
You no longer support the elimination of private health insurance. Is it true that one time you supported those things? When did your mind change? How long ago was that? When were you going to tell the American people? Why'd you keep it from everybody? And yes, it is a legitimate question. How much did you know about Joe Biden and the slippage? The cognitive decline that so many people have alluded to on both sides of the aisle now. Did you ever feel compelled to tell anybody? I know you didn't want to come out and dime him out publicly, but privately, were you working behind the scenes? Did you tell folks about this? Did you talk to Joe Biden himself?
He would never take those type of questions. Stop it, bro. Look, if you was looking to get an interview, if you was looking to get an interview in any way, shape, or form, then that wasn't the way to do it. It's to start proposing those type of questions at all. If you was looking to get an interview with Kamala Harris and you was thinking that you was going to ask those type of questions, never going to happen, bro. It's never going to happen. It's not going to play out the way that you think it is. You can forget about it. So I don't think that Stephen A. Smith really wants to interview, because if he's asking those questions, then that means that's something that he himself should consider as far as whether or not he's going to vote for her for president of the United States of America. He is trying to play both sides. He's trying to appeal to the biggest audience possible. I agree.
These are legitimate questions. for a presidential candidate.
Y'all think this?
And the reason why I think it's important, ladies and gentlemen, to bring this issue up. I support Kamala Harris over Donald Trump. But fair is fair.
You're playing both sides.
Why is it more important than ever before? I could bring up Hillary Rodham Clinton in 2016.
My question is why? Why is Stephen A. Smith automatically given his undying loyalty, even though he knows that she is not going to answer any of those questions whatsoever?
And I understand that James Comey came about and basically got in the way of everything with the whole email, deleted email scandal just a couple of weeks before Election Day. But isn't it true that you thought you had the election in the bag and didn't necessarily campaign in places like Michigan and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania, swing states like that, prior to the election, while Donald Trump did campaign in those elections in 2016? Is it not true?
I think that Stephen A. Smith is absolutely playing both sides. I respect the grift. I respect the attempt to capitalize off of election season when he wasn't necessarily speaking on or participating as far as asking these hard questions with regard to election season in the first place. But I do absolutely think that he's playing both sides. And it also is disrespectful to say this stuff and then at the same time saying that no matter what, I'm voting for Kamala Harris. So I don't respect these people as much as y'all respect them, but...